This is episode 70 of the After Gambling Podcast, and in this episode, we are going to talk about self-sabotage. Hey there, and welcome to another edition of the After Gambling Podcast. My name is Jamie. I'm the host of this podcast, and I haven't gambled in over 10 years now. When we did the last episode, I was just shy of celebrating 10 years. Now it's been over 10 years because it's been 4 months. Yes, 4 months since I did the last episode. So first off, I want to say thank you. I guess a mix of sorry and thank you. Thank you to everybody that's reached out. Whenever I take these breaks, I always get some really nice messages from people just kind of checking in, making sure that I'm okay personally. And so I want to thank all those people that reached out. And then obviously I want to say a little bit of sorry because this is something that while I would like to do all the time, there are times that I end up taking these long breaks. And I know a lot of people count on listening to this podcast as a way to help them out. So it's one of those things that I definitely want to apologize to you if you kind of were in need of something and there wasn't something there to listen to. But hopefully we'll get you some new episodes. And also, as always, I always encourage people to go back and listen to other episodes, but also go out and find some of the other podcasts. Actually, I'm recording this afternoon with Jeff and Brian from All In, the Addicted Gamblers podcast, and they are doing tremendous stuff. So if you haven't listened to that, definitely check it out. Or if you listened to it way back when and you were like, I'm not sure if this is for me, check it out. It's changed quite a bit. They've really upped the game. They've interviewed some really great people. They also do some group therapy sessions where they actually, it's just recording kind of like what would be a GA group or a similar support group. And it's just people talking and they pick a topic and it's really fantastic. And I have to tip my hat to them. They're doing phenomenal work. So that's one of those things that while I haven't been able to record, it's nice knowing that all these other people are starting other podcasts and really putting out content to help people. Because ultimately, that's what this is all about. This is why I did it. I know that's why Jeff and Brian do it and so many others. So it's cool to see those other ones. So definitely check those out. And I guess let's talk about today's topic, which is self-sabotage. And this is one of those ones that it fits in, and we'll talk about why there's been this big, long 4 month break. And on the last episode that I released was an interview with Nancy, and this was right in the middle of COVID. And I actually did some other interviews, which I apologize to those people. They're going to come out. I got to get those edited and up. There's some fantastic interviews that I did that I'm really excited to share with you that I think are going to be really helpful. But on that last one, I mean, it was definitely a time when I was thinking, okay, I'm going to get back into doing some more of these and get into a little bit more of a routine with it. And it's something, as I've said before, it really helps me as much as it helps people that listen to it to record these. So I definitely went with that in mind, but something obviously happened along the way. And something has consistently popped up. If you kind of look at the release dates of the episodes, I mean, I go in these real long stretches where there's just nothing, where I just kind of disappear off the face of the earth. And then I always come back and say, yeah, I just needed some time and space. And I think there's something to that. We need the time and space. But there is also this time around, some other things that were going on in my life forced me to think about this situation a little bit deeper and go beyond. And there were some things that I definitely had some thoughts that there was some more stuff going on there. And when I dug a little bit deeper, I got to some other conclusions, which have been really eye-opening and helpful for me. And they all kind of fall into this topic of self-sabotage. For whatever reason, when things start to go pretty well in my life, is exactly when I start to look for ways to make them not go so well. And for anybody that's been to GA, like that's part of the GA literature, is this, do we do this kind of to as a self-destructive way, gambling? And I think I definitely see some of that self-destructive tendency in both my gambling, but also like this is ultimately the thing that I've taken away from this podcast is I learn about my life and other areas of my life. And when I don't just apply this stuff to one area, but to the entirety of my life, I really get a whole lot more insight. And that's really been kind of the fun thing, I say. It's not always fun to go into, but it's been very fruitful and interesting. And so when I started looking at, okay, why is this? Because like in my work life, like things were going really well. Obviously, I was hitting 10 years with not gambling. So like there's all these things that are going really well. And yet I'm looking for ways, and if I look at my actions, they don't match up with trying to continue on that path of doing things that are working so well for me. And in fact, I start doing things that aren't in my best interest, whether it's with work. Obviously, I did that a lot with gambling, and unfortunately, I haven't gambled, so like that's one of those things. But it becomes a slippery slope where you start to look at, okay, what is it? No matter what it is in your life, you start looking for these ways to self-sabotage. And I've realized this, and I think I've talked about it before on the podcast, that part of the thing is that I want you to go do what I said earlier. Go find other podcasts. Make your own podcast. That's been one of the topics that I've brought up before, is that I don't want to be the person that you're reliant on. I want you to use this as kind of a step stool and just kind of like a bridge to get the help that you need and to start working on some things. Kind of use my story and the stories of people that come on the podcast to help you to move beyond to where you can not be so reliant on me by listening to the podcast, but create your own plan. And when I really dissect that, there's more to it than meets the eye. And ultimately, it kind of plays in with this concept of self-sabotage, which is, I don't like when other people are reliant on me. And that's really what I've kind of come to the conclusion of, is in my work and in my relationships, when I start to feel like people are dependent on me, is when I really start to pull back. And it's not that I don't like helping those people. It's not that I don't want to continue helping those people, but I do it anyway. And like I said, this time around, when I really started looking, okay, when did this start? And I really started going back. And ultimately for me, the thing that I've noticed is that there were a couple of relationships in my life. One very early, middle school, and then another one kind of late high school in early college years, that were relationships that ended abruptly, and they were ended abruptly by me. And the fallout, the impact of those had tremendous impact on me that I didn't even realize probably at the time, and even up until a few months ago, that these things, and ultimately the way that my actions impacted somebody else, I didn't like that feeling of control and that responsibility for impacting somebody else's life in a way that was negative. And so when I looked at these and started looking back, and it plays in, like I said, with the podcast, is obviously this is something I'm doing that's positive for somebody. But the moment I stop, I start feeling like, okay, I'm going to let people down, or they're going to be upset with me, or it's just going to be a situation similar to those relationships where all of a sudden when I pull back, they're left kind of looking around like, what just happened? Because I tend to do these things and they're sort of out of the blue. And they catch people off guard because it's a mix of probably not talking about these things earlier on, not having those tough conversations, difficult conversations that we need to have in our lives in order to not get to this place. And so ultimately what I end up doing is I continue on without having those. And then I get to a place where ultimately I can't do it anymore. And I just pull back completely. And the other person's left there hanging, and that kind of scar tissue and emotional baggage has built up over the years to where I just try to put myself in positions or prevent myself from getting in positions where I have that ability. And now I know that's not good. That's not a good way to go forward with life. It's something I definitely need to sort through. And part of this is I'm going to continue to create. I'm actually going to create some podcasts in other areas of my life to dig into, just to better learn, to better grow, just to be a better version of me. But it's something that was eye-opening for me. It's something that starts to make sense of things. It's like, okay, all these things are going really well. Why do you stop them? Why do you get in the way? It's not other people getting in the way. It's you getting in the way and stopping the progress from moving forward. And when I really looked at that and saw, I mean, the one in middle school especially, it was somebody that was really close with for a long time friend. And then my actions completely undid that friendship. Rightfully so, never got back to a place that we ever were before, which was something that was, we had a great relationship, great friendship. And it was something that was always this kind of dark cloud hanging over that relationship forever on. And it was never kind of sorted out or repaired. And I was so fully aware of what my actions had done. And I just wasn't in a place. I never really kind of sorted through like, okay, like understanding and learning from that to learn that, okay, what should I have done differently? And ultimately, I think that's what this podcast and a lot of things are, is just studying life and digging in and understanding what they are. And I think this also plays into a lot of theories around addiction, that it's all rooted in some kind of underlying childhood trauma. And mine wasn't really a trauma that was inflicted on me. It was actually the opposite, me inflicting other people. But we have these things that they stick with us a long time, and we don't necessarily understand them. They pop up. And they look like a gambling addiction. They look like alcoholism. They look like being unproductive at work. And yet what it is this unmet or unrecognized underlying emotional issue that isn't being dealt with. And so it just manifests. It pops up as gambling addiction, as not showing up and doing your work. And ultimately, like, create that self-sabotage, right? And so, like I say, this has been a time of tremendous growth. I think that's the one thing. Whenever I'm very reflective, it's a time that I grow quite a bit. Although I think the growth in my life, I've noticed, is better when I'm talking, when I'm talking through it, sorting through it, and kind of even when it's on the fly. And that's so many times the podcast. I mean, it's just me turning on the microphone and starting with a topic and then just seeing where it goes, where it leads, to better understand myself. But this concept of self-sabotage, hopefully this is something that, as you're looking at your issues with gambling, don't just look at the gambling stuff, but also, I mean, work with a therapist, obviously. The caveat, remember, I'm not doctor, lawyer, attorney, any of those fancy things. But these are the things that, and this is where the tremendous value comes, is that once we get to these kind of these first principles, these basics, like the underlying, the actual root cause, not that, okay, somebody sent us marketing stuff. That stuff didn't help. But at that point, we were already in a place where that could have this significant impact. But no, when we go back and we go deeper and understand, like, what is that root thing, that I think is the foundation that we can start to use to really start to change lives completely, not just on the surface level, not just erasing a gambling problem so somebody can go get an eating disorder. And while I wouldn't say I have an eating disorder, I definitely am an emotional eater. Man, I'm an emotional eater. Yeah, that's when you take away all these other things, that was one thing that I still kind of held on to. And it's something I'm starting to acknowledge and work on now. But again, when we don't address these underlying causes, we're just going to hop from one thing to another. That's the whack-a-mole game. And that is no good for anyone. Sure, I mean, a food addiction might be better than a gambling addiction financially. But ultimately, like, for the soul, man, it just tears you apart just as much, because it's like, this is out of my control. Like, I should be able to control this. All those same thoughts pop up. But when we start to dig deeper and understand, okay, why is this happening? Then we can also make strategies and plans to prevent it from happening in the future. And so with that in mind, here is my strategy and my plan for addressing this thing, which is these commitment issues, these fears of letting people down. And I'm going to say up front, like, I'm going to continue to say, you need to find other forms. Like, I don't want you to be reliant on me. And that's just my contract with you as the listener, is that I'm going to continue to produce content to help me and hopefully to help you as much as I can possibly do. And I'll try to fight through these times where it's one of those things where I'm worrying about letting people down. But the contract is to know that, okay, I'm saying this up front, like, this is who I am. This is what I do. And so I want you to understand that I'm not going to be the person that is going to be there for you all the time. I can't be. As much as I would love to, I reply to so many Reddit posts and emails. I need you to take it on you to seek out the people close to you. And that's why it's so important to get your own support group close by. And if you want to jump on our Monday night meeting, it's been great having some people jump on our Monday night meeting. It's wonderful. I just have to realize that I need to balance these things in my life. And sometimes, like I say, I'm going to be talking about gambling. I'm going to be talking about fatherhood. I'm going to be working on my business. But my contract with you is that I'm going to continue to do as much as I possibly can. And that's going to be our agreement. But also, I want you, I need you to be there doing some stuff on your own as well and taking that initiative so that you don't feel like this is the one thing. I would love for this to be a big part of your recovery, something that you look forward to episodes coming out. I just don't want you to feel disappointed or let down or vulnerable if it's not there for you. So this is one of those ones where sometimes we just have to be brutally honest with each other. And like I said, I think by getting in a better place, this is going to be one of those places where I'm going to try to work through it, especially on this, because this is very meaningful for me. And being able to put out this podcast is a huge part of that. And if I can get through that and push through that commitment issue, to really continue to produce stuff that is informational and useful that you can apply to your life, great, because it's going to help me as well. But just know that if there comes another time where it's a break, just know that I'm doing all right. But I'm probably just kind of worried that I'm getting things out of line and I'm going too far with the podcast and I'm letting go of other areas of my life. And ultimately, it's just a balancing act like everything else. There's no perfect balance. It's just kind of those ones that are feel it out and see what happens. And I'll continue to try to show up and hopefully you'll continue to show up and listen as well. Yeah, that's it. Feels good to kind of share some of those things. It kind of builds up. I feel better now just kind of sharing it with you. Hopefully this makes sense to you. And hopefully, like I said, you can take this and start applying it to your own life. What is it? Like, do you self-sabotage? Like, are there things that's like, man, things are going pretty well now. I haven't gambled in all this time, but now I'm starting to do X. Why is that? Like, and is that good for me? And ultimately, it's this next level thinking beyond just the addiction to improving lives as a whole that is the place that I want to get personally, and I hope that you want to get as well for yourself. So that it doesn't matter what product comes along in the future, that you are so solid, so rock solid in your understanding of self that you can kind of make decisions that are in your personal best interest, not in the best interest of others. So again, thanks for listening. Yeah, this has been fun. We'll see what we can do. You may hear some chatter in the background. Obviously, we got school going from home. Sometimes my wife's working from home. It's a whole mix of at-home stuff as we get through coronavirus, but I'll continue to try and show up and get some episodes edited up. And like I said, looking forward to the next few. I'll try and get some of those edited, a little rusty here. Get some of those episodes that I already have recorded edited so we can get those out as well for you. But again, just thanks for being here. I appreciate you. I appreciate all the messages. And that's it for now. And as I always say, use this as a bridge to get the help that you need and deserve. This is for informational purposes. I am not a doctor, not an attorney. I'm not a therapist. I'm not any of those fancy things with letters before or after my name. Just a guy with a gambling problem sharing my thoughts to hopefully help you get started on that path of recovery, to figure out what it is that you need to do personally, the professionals you need to include in your life to make your life better. So use this information to apply it and to get that professional help. And finally, music for the show is Something Elated by Broke for Free and is licensed under the Creative Commons license. My name is Jamie, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode, hopefully soon.